Okay, so hi everybody. My name's Laurie. I run a company in London called One Single Night. We aim to be London's specialist in unique real-life singles events and parties. When we say unique, we create something a little bit different. So an event that's a little bit novel, a bit wacky, a bit wonderful. We're currently just experimenting with every concept we possibly can, seeing what works, and then just following up on it if it does, and dropping it if it doesn't. By real life events, we're very much about taking people out from behind their computer screens, no internet dating, no subscription-based models, just literally, you come to an event, it's gonna be something unique, something a bit different, you just love mixing with new people, you're a little bit adventurous. We wanna get away from this system where people do endless messages online to no response, they're a guy, or endless messages from guys to girls that they don't really want, and they're paying subscriptions every month for these things. it's very much, I'm only 2 months into my entrepreneurial journey at the moment, and it's very much just an experiment. I wanted to try just doing things in real life, seeing what happens really. You'll have to excuse me if I get a bit like sidetracked. There's an echo, so I can hear myself talking, which is a little bit worrying.
Okay, you're coming across fine to us.
Yeah, it's fine.
So okay. Don't be put off, but appreciate it might be difficult for you.
It's very difficult. My voice isn't the easiest one to listen to.
we're fine.
Okay. Basically, I just dived in, really. So I didn't have a business plan. I only had enough savings to last me essentially for a year, but I don't really want to touch them. So for all of you theorists out there, I am very much going down the incremental, just change and adapt strategy rather than going for a planned approach. Because I just think you can plan and plan and plan till the cows come home, but really you learn so much more just through getting stuck in and just trying new things. It's very much what Darwin is quoted as saying, but he didn't actually say, apparently, about it's not always the strongest or the best which wins, but it's that business which can adapt quicker, it can see what's going on in its environment, and change and adapt. So that's very much the approach that I'm taking. What's my background? I studied at Lancaster from 2004 to 2008, similar to what you guys are doing at the moment. I did BBA, did an industrial year at IBM, and then joined the PwC graduate scheme, training to be an accountant in Bristol. I unfortunately failed an exam, so one of the questions Simon was asking me before this was, you know, what failures have you had and how have you overcome them? I mean, I've already had quite a failure early on just in my corporate life, so I'm not really fazed by any failures that I'm going to experience in the entrepreneurial world. I joined a food manufacturing company after that, and then moved up to London at the start of this year to do audit for insurance and private equity clients. Why did I start a business? Well, I was pretty bored. I was a bored accountant. I'm sure many of you can probably understand that. I actually set up a website called boredaccountant.com. So, if you want to see what my mindset was like at the time when I quit my job, just go to boredaccountant.com, and I was blogging loads about it at that particular time. I also decided to quit the job because I've been going to a lot of entrepreneurial events in London, and if any of you move down after graduation, you'll probably see so many different events you can go to in London. There's also a great website called escapethecity.com, and that was set up by a bunch of former management consultants and accountants who just want to do something different. They want to give back to society. They feel that they're caught in this kind of repetitive daily grind routine in these big glass corporate prisons, as I call them, in London. and they just want to get out. I essentially was just chasing the the three things that people always talk about: the time freedom, the financial freedom, and the location freedom. And to a degree, being an accountant gives you some financial freedom, but it doesn't give you so much the time freedom. Location freedom, yeah, a little bit, but it's mainly the time bit. I wanted to work. I'm not adverse to hours, but I wanted to work hours that I wanted to work, a bit like you get the opportunity to do when you're at university. And also, you know, when I was working January to March earlier this year, it was crazy hours. I mean, we're talking 9 in the morning till about midnight. And then if you wanted to make an impression in the company, you had to stay till 2 in the morning. And it was just like, why are we doing this? You know, it wasn't because the work dictated it. It was a cultural thing. And that was something that I just thought, I don't want to do this long term. You know, I'm only 28. I've got loads of things I still want to do yet. So that's why I quit to set up my own business. Where does Lancaster fit in with all of this? Well, obviously the core business skills you're going to learn, or have learned, or are learning, whatever. I also ran events at Lancaster, so if you get involved in whatever there is going on around you, just dive into as many things as possible. Make your mistakes then you're less likely to make them afterwards. I actually ran some events for the Economic Society, and there was a nice German guy who set up a website called linkcaster.com. It's not going anymore, so if any of you guys want to set it up again to connect Lancaster students. let me think. The biggest things that I've learned so far since running my business are events in London are a lot harder than I thought. It's very hard to get people to pay to come to events because there are so many that you can go to for free. And also the competition in London in the sort of dating sphere, there's so many niches, it's kind of very saturated. Many of you probably think, why did I even bother going into it? For me, this was just supposed to be a short-term entrepreneurial experiment, see what happens, free up some time, and just make enough money to cover the rent and food. Turns out it's a lot harder than I thought to just cover the rent and food. I'm very much spending all waking hours on it, but the learning curve is just second to none. You know, I've learned so much about marketing, people, you know, people skills, communication, controlling groups, just things that you wouldn't learn as an auditor or an accountant so much, you know. Also, people are very flaky. I mean, you're very punctual, you're here, you're listening to me, you probably showed up to this event on time, but I had an event last night where about 8 of the girls who said they were coming didn't show up, didn't even say they weren't coming, and I was stuck with 10 guys and 2 girls, and I was like, what do I do now? So yeah, you've got to adapt, you know, you've just got to try it and see what happens. I mean, the only thing you can ever trust, I mean, I'm sure you know this already, but it's that cold, hard bank balance, that money that is there, those tickets that you sold, that's the only thing you can go by. Even people talking to you personally, creating that personal connection, telling you that they're just buying their costumes and they're definitely going to be there and they're going to bring these friends. And you think, well, I've spoken to them 3 times, they're bound to show up, and then they don't come. Yeah, it's a hard lesson to learn, but I've certainly learned it the painful way. Any failures that I've overcome? Well, apart from last night, there was a Great Gatsby party we did, which was 1920s. We brought in a 5-piece live band. We hired a venue. We did some Facebook advertising that brought in about 47 people said they were going to be coming. 3 people said maybe. And about 17 people said they had invited friends of theirs. And I thought, you know, conservatively, I'm an accountant. I'll put maybe a 2% estimate on that, or a 10% estimate, we'll get maybe 4 or 5 people. Big fat zero, you know. I spent £50 on that, 47 people said they were coming, 0 showed up. So, I mean, it's only things like that you can learn through just doing and repeating and seeing what happens, really. And lastly, I guess, what would I leave you guys with? What would be the biggest thing to take away? Would be, you don't have to have a revolutionary idea. You can have distinctive competence in just doing something better. You don't have to have tons of experience. You don't have to believe everything society tells you, or indeed everything university tells you. And mainly, don't be afraid to invest your money and your time. Basically, neither of those things is meant to be sat doing nothing. So just run with it, try it, see what happens.
That's great, Larry. Thank you very much.
Yep. No worries.
Let's have a round of applause for Larry. A lot of that resonated with my own experience of trying to run events, and even in small places like Lancaster, there's a lot of truth to the fact that people say they're going to come and they don't. having scaled that up to Manchester and found that it's just as true there, only with more at stake. So yeah, I very much feel your pain. But it does sound like you've still got lots of enthusiasm, which is great because it's only 2 months in, so you're going to need it.
Definitely.
I'm going to open the floor up now. I suspect a couple of people have got a few questions for you. Who'd like to go first?
I don't know if you can hear me, but my question is, did you start a business on your own, or you had some people that helped you after that?
Did you catch that?
Yep, I got it. Well, you kind of hit on two things, really. The answer to your question short is, yes, I started it by myself, but the real answer is if you've built your networks correctly, like throughout university and with your family and your friends, then you always have people around you. And that support network is so, so important. They say, if you read lots of stuff about entrepreneurship on the internet, they always talk about the only person who truly understands an entrepreneur is another entrepreneur, somebody else going through exactly the same thing. You know, I haven't got to this point yet, but I'm sure there are points, particularly if you have a family when you start a business, where, you know, your wife's not going to understand why you're working crazy hours and drinking the house out of all the coffee, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Just wanted to ask you, because you were mentioning that you didn't make a very narrow plan. So I want to ask you if at this moment you have some goals for the future of your company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very easy to have a goal when you're loss making still.
That's quite realistic. Yeah, I think that'll be quite a thing.
But yeah, my goals are basically, I know this is going to sound a little bit defeated, but I want to take the edge off my savings. It was a great thing doing 2 months full-time, running at it, getting the infrastructure set up, meeting people, particularly during the day when I wouldn't have been able to meet people when I was working. But I think at the moment, events is something that you can grow very sort of sustainably. So once you've got your mailing list, once you've got your client base, as long as you're delivering value at that particular event, people will keep referring and they will keep coming back. The hardest bit is that beginning stage to take the hit. I perhaps, you know, this, again, as I say, it was an experiment to free up some time for me. And, naively or not, it hasn't freed up the time that I was looking for. So what I'll probably do is see if I can get a part-time job on the accountant's salary I was on before, which is more than a lot of people earn in a year. So that'll be enough to cover my living costs and whatnot. And then just keep growing the business and just really just see where I get to in 6 months. I've got better business ideas, which are ones that will take a lot longer, a lot more money. I did this because I could set it up quickly. I could just dive in. It didn't cost a lot of money, and I could just run with it and learn the lessons. So what I'll probably do is see where I get to in 6 months. Goals, yes and no. So a goal, yes, grow the business, grow the client base. You know, get to a point where we're profitable very, very quickly. Is that a smart goal? Does it have the time limiting aspect to it? No. But it very much depends what you want, you know.